Thank you for calling Customer Service. Jacob, how may I help you?
Hi, Jake. So I'm calling because I'm looking at something on my bank account here. It's turning $69. So what? I'm not even sure, but I did get like a supposedly free, it was like the wash thing, and I got it. I received it, and I looked at it. I'm like, well, it's not really reflecting back to what I saw in the pictures on the internet. It also, like, it came, like, with a scratch underneath the watch, and I said, no, like, first and last time. And so now I'm looking at my account, and it seems that it's $2,069. So I don't know what's that charge and the thing that it's coming from that place, well, where they deducted the $7.99 for the watch.
All right, I'll be happy to look up your account, and if you can give me a zip code, please.
Zip code is 92656.
I can have a first and last name.
Estefania Castro.
You go by Liz?
Liz, yeah.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
To Enterprise, 5112 Aliso Viejo, California, 92656.
Man, I appreciate this. I do have your account pulled up. And I do see where this is in regards to the Hype watch back on the 2nd of March. So you recall placing that order, correct?
Yeah. If you can just remove my card information, cancel my whole thing. Like, I thought it was just like a one thing, you know, like a one-time thing. And, well, to be quite frank, I know it's naive, but to be quite frank with you, like, the watch didn't really meet the expectations that I thought it was going to be. I mean, also for $7, like, come on, right? But... if you can just remove, like, my card info, just cancel the whole thing for me.
Okay, I do understand where you're coming from, and I do have terms and conditions here that stated that was part of a 14-day trial, so on the 15th day, they do charge you the full amount of the watch if you did not cancel by then. So I do apologize for the inconvenience. Now, that is a one-time charge, so there are no additional charges moving forward.
Right, so the 69 is not going to be charged, right? I did see that they took out the $7.99, which I was like, hey, okay, whatever, right? The watch was like, when I haven't even tried it on because it's like broken from the back, like I guess where you charge it or so. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no. And then so I threw the shipping thing away, and I thought it was just like a free gift, whatever type of thing. And I didn't know, I wasn't aware of what you just told me right now, that if we had to cancel it or something like that.
Yes, ma'am, because they send you the watch to try, and they're confident that you would like the product because it does help monitor steps and regulate your monitoring your blood pressure and your blood, you know, heart rate. So
yeah,
sorry if it's not really meeting up with your standards, though. That is their charge for that. Now, as a convenience, I can offer you a 35% refund to get you some of that money back, if that helps you at all.
I can't, like, you just can't cancel for me not to get charged to 69. I mean, I can return back the thing, and that's what you get, like, if that's what it requires for me to do.
It looks like it's already charged. On my end, it shows it's a valid charge already.
Oh, no. Is there a way you can refund it back? Or, I mean, I have it still in the box. If they need me to ship it back, I definitely would.
Let me see.
I don't think it's really worth the $69. Like,
okay, I can give you 50% of that refund back, and you could just keep the watch. I'll give you half your money back right now.
And can you do something like